Leftist white women are 100% cooked, guys. I've done the analysis, I've run the metrics, and my conclusion is the fact that, yup, it actually happened. Shuan had dropped this video 48 seconds ago. I didn't refresh the page, it was a little more than that. But 48 seconds ago, on the female dating strategy about how cooked women actually are. Now, you see, the thing is, as someone that is fully aware that women should be cooking, I mean, are cooked. Damn, that came a Freudian slip. Pay no attention to any of that. Pay no attention to any of that. Trump is the best president for women since Vladimir Putin. That's a fact. Definitely lock in for how cooked women are. I'm here for some women on women violence. I want to make something clear, guys. I personally respect women. I respect women so much that I would never insult women 1v1. I simply manipulate other women to insult women on my behalf, so I can simply watch on the background while we're having woman-on-woman violence, so I can't be called a misogynist on Twitter. It's all part of my massive 4,000 IQ strategy. But women are cooked, and let's watch this happen. I'm very excited. Cooked women going crazy right now. They should be cooking, but they're cooked. Damn, this is crazy. All right, on to woman-on-woman violence.
Years ago, I made a video where I read some terrible pickup attempts by men trying to date women. And
you know what's even lamer than bad pickup attempts by men trying to date women? Women that pierce every open morsel of their body, covered in tattoos, shocked and appalled after saying that men are the villain and the problem to society 1,000 times. And then they're like, why won't I actually have a man take care of me? Why does no one want to take care of me and shower me with love? Also, men are scum, the problem of society, men. I wonder how this doesn't compute. See, the thing is, men downfall, and men and women both have downfalls. If you know the Nuxenor channel, you know I have my finger on the pulse of all downfalls. I love downfalls. They make me very fun. But I want to make this very clear. Very, very clear. Men downfalls and women downfalls operate on completely different wavelengths. Men downfalls happen largely because a movement is trying to squash them. Women downfalls are completely self-induced. What a glorious day! That was all a joke. Take nothing I say seriously. We're going to be laughing here at woman-on-woman violence, all right? Pay no attention.
I figured, you know what? It's International Women's Day. Let's do a female version.
Oh, shout out to women. All right, I did my part.
Of that video. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are once again taking a break from the men and focusing on the fairer sex women. You want?
Yeah, baby! That's what I'm here for. Hell yeah. Hell yeah! Ah, oh, schmiblets, what a glorious day.
Wanted equality, ladies? Well, here it is. Today, we are looking at the female dating strategy.
It's so good. Why will nobody love me? Also, I hate men. They suck. They are the cause of all the problems. They're all rapists. They're murderers. Also, don't deport illegal immigrants that actually are rapists and murderers. Dude, I'm telling you, the new generation of, like, liberal, like, far left TikTok women, like the ones that actually post their downfalls online, I gotta say, Darwin is winning, and they are literally breeding themselves out of the gene pool. It's crazy. I'm ready, baby. Let's cook, dude.
It's 2025, yeah. And apparently the men have given up on approaching us. 45% of men ages 18 to 25 have apparently never approached a woman in person.
Damn! Holy schmiblets! That's insane. God damn, that's an insane number. 18 to 25? Bro, I'm telling you, this is radical feminism just gone to its absolute nth degree. Like, here's the thing. Feminism, on paper, is a great thing, all right? Men and women, equal rights, both get respect. Men shouldn't be beating up their wives and shit. All right, that's obviously abhorrent and awful, okay? But the issue is, when someone starts virtue signaling, they will never stop virtue signaling. Like, it literally went to, like, an extinction speed run all the way to the fucking end of the left spectrum. Because now, radical feminism is just, if you're talking to women, then they could sue you for sexual assault and win.
Which is honestly, like, so pathetic. Like, what are you scared of, Zoomers? That women are gonna film your sad attempts to hit on them? And
yes, that they're gonna film your sad attempts, post it online for public humiliation, and even if they don't film it, they're gonna claim that they were sexually harassed and later, fucking sue the shit out of you? Yes? that they will post a Twitter document online about how you harassed a woman in public just to get absolutely massively downvoted into oblivion, humiliated, destroyed socially in every possible way. Be the guy that's always known as that guy with the skeleton in his closet of allegations against him that somehow Twitter will always believe. Maybe women destroyed themselves with this one. I'm telling you, radical, like, here's the craziest thing. All of these radical virtue signal moments, they fuck themselves in the asshole. It's not like they're annoying and then there's pushback. No. They are literally their own worst enemy. Bro, people would not be as unhinged and like anti-trans if trans people wouldn't go after children. Like, to try to get trans to children to convert into trans people. I'm saying it wrong. But for children to go through sex change surgeries, if that shit wouldn't have ever been on the registry at all, people would just like let live and let live. If the Democrats wouldn't literally be siding right now with fucking terrorists and not clapping for 13-year-olds with brain cancer, their approval rating might be higher than 29%. I'm telling you, the virtue signal radical motherfuckers are literally killing themselves. So yes, the radical feminists that are shocked that they don't have a man in their life that loves them, well, not so much of a surprise.
And post them on TikTok for the world to see? That doesn't happen. But it seems like in order to get a date and save ourselves from crippling loneliness or eventual depopulation, the women have started really upping their game and becoming more assertive.
All right.
Too assertive. Oh. Many people say that all a woman has to do to get a date is just stand there. Doesn't matter how fat, ugly, socially awkward you are, just stand there.
You know what else is cooking women? OnlyFans. I'm not gonna lie. OnlyFans is always there in the background of people's mind. It's an ability to make money by sexualizing and commodifying and objectifying themselves in the most obscene ways possible. And I'll tell you another thing. Chubby girls used to be hot. You know, you'd see a chubby girl in the bar and you'd be like, damn. Would. But right now, you get Instagram filter, TikTok dancing, OnlyFans simping motherfuckers everywhere. Add that onto the fear of actually approaching someone in public. And it's like, bro, why even try? Oh my god, it's so crazy.
Just stand there and a man will come to you. While men have to put in more effort. They have to be handsome, tall, rich, well-groomed.
Not anymore!
Wait a minute.
It's almost like women literally fucked themselves on this one. It's crazy. Women downfalls. Subscribe for more women downfalls. We will overanalyze women downfalls. I say the things that most people are scared to say. You're welcome.
That reminds me. Before we get into all this, let's quickly get into today's sponsor.
Manscaped.
Henson Shaving.
I was so close. Anyway, I'm going to skip the ad so that when she says thank you for not skipping the ad, I can say, ha ha, I did skip the ad. Take that!
And thank you, as always, for not skipping the ad.
You see, the impact is just not there when I literally saw your evil, womanly manipulation tactics beforehand, huh? Nice try, commie mommy!
Now, let's get back to the video. Okay, so where were we? Ah, yes. Women. Can't live with them?
No!
So let's just dive into this dump.
Oh my god, that's crazy!
Mr. Fire, shall we?
Oh my god, that's insane. Holy fuck, actually unhinged. So, I'm gonna give you a really hot take. Women are fucking awesome. I know, I'm not supposed to say that. I'm destroying the entire brand on my channel of the guy that hates women, but unfortunately, I just have to say, women are fucking awesome. Specifically, one woman is fucking incredible and amazing and has made my life better in every possible conceivable way. But if you're with the wrong woman, oh, fuck, that is a special hell.
I love your tattoos.
Whoa!
Thank you.
See, this is fake news. That is obviously fake news. You see that? All right, I want to point this out to you.
Shall we? I love your tattoos.
All right, so immediately, this is a lie. This is simping, all right? Someone is trying to simp. No one actually likes tattoos on women. I know this is a hot take. And some tattoos aren't so bad, but no tattoos are actually positive. Alright, listen. I know that there's, like, opinions for this type of thing. Some people are into tattoos, but they're objectively incorrect. I don't want to see women with tattoos, ever. No offense. I mean, your body, your choice, or whatever. You can fucking doodle all over yourself if you want. But dog, nah. Just being real here. That's the woman texting the man. Also a liar. She doesn't care either. I'm just saying. Don't you wrong, tattoos are hot. Listen, you have the right to an opinion. But I have the right to disagree with your opinion. And replace it with my own.
Thank you. Can you not send me a smile face? I have a boyfriend.
Wait, so a girl texted a guy saying nice tattoos. Then the guy responds with thank you. And she's like, shut up. Oh my god! Retard detected! We found one, guys! We found one! So yeah, welcome to modern feminism.
All right, off to a great start. Hey, hi, thanks for liking my pic. You're fit, by the way. Oh, welcome, wow. And thanks. I have a boyfriend, sorry.
Bro, stop! This has to be trolling. There's no way people are actually serious.
Hot, thanks. I have a boyfriend. Okay, schizo. Just wanted to let you know that our date was the worst date I've ever been on ever, and I hope you die in a tragic car fire, loser.
See, this is what they call asserting dominance.
I'm really glad I dodged a bullet here. Best wishes. So you're not even gonna try to apologize for the bad date or try to make things work?
Oh,
you're
God.
Just an ugly shit person.
Wow.
Glad I won't have to deal with you again. Good luck being alone forever. You just told him you hope he dies in a tragic car fire. Why the fuck would he apologize? Or better yet, try and make things work. Next.
I'll be real. I'll be honest. I know that it looks like these are memes. I really think these are not memes. I think these are real people. Real people that are actually insane. And that actually think this way. And think that every man should always apologize to them because they are what's wrong with the world inherently. We were born in a society where the men are inherently wrong and must constantly apologize. And you are a princess that could do no wrong ever. And you know what? When you're constantly virtue signaling about how women are perfect and men are evil and rapists and shit, I'm gonna be honest, it will turn women evil, all right? And it will absolutely destroy them. Because to be honest, just like there are good dudes and bad dudes, there's good dudettes and bad dudettes. And I know this is a basic, obvious take that I'm sure everyone knows about, but like, holy shit. Like, the levels of entitlement is insane. And honestly, I really think it's like a far-left syndrome at this point. That they feel so entitled to literally everything. To actual worship.
Next, they can't all be this crazy, right?
Well, you mean all as in all women? Or like, all as in all your examples? Because if it's all women, then yes, they could all be that crazy.
Right. Hey, you probably didn't really notice me, but I was in your physics class and I thought you were really cute and I got your number from your friend.
Hi.
Who'd you get my number from? Justin.
Okay.
I was wondering if you want to maybe go out for coffee or something else like that sometime this week. I'm flattered, but I don't think I'm interested. LMAO, what the f***? You don't even know who I am. I'm not trying to offend you, I'm just uninterested. LMAO, you're not even worth my time.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
More pity than anything,
oh
LMAO.
My God.
Don't f***ing talk to me anymore. LMAO, you thought I'd be interested in-
I love when people do LMAO every message to show how actually not offended they actually are when they're literally on fire.
You're f***ing delusional.
Oh my God.
Messing up a chance with me, LMAO, you're lost anyway. I'm out of your league. Go f*** yourself, stupid ass. I love seeing
wow.
someone's true colors and
good
realizing
shit.
How disgusting they are on the inside. This is a common theme you'll see here. Woman messages man rejects woman. Woman freaks out and says she was never interested anyway. Bitch, you were so interested.
Yep. You messaged. You were the one that approached. Are you approaching me? You approached. They rejected you. And because you were so unbelievably entitled off your rocker virtue signal piece of shit, then you are, you don't even know how to handle it. I don't think they have the mental synapses to handle actual rejection from a lesser being, a male, a pathetic, low-level human.
And out of your way to get his number from his friend. But yeah, you're not interested.
Right.
Next! I'm not sure about seeing you again. All right, good night. Wow, that's it? Seriously?
Yes!
Okay, now I realize that
yes!
was a huge mistake. How rude. You just pissed me.
It's literally the ultimate strategy. Dude, I'll be honest. Answering with like two messages, like answering like a whole long wall of text with like two messages, it is the ultimate gangster power move. Hell hath no wrath like a woman's rejection after being rejected. I'm telling you, bro. For real. It is insane. You just answer like a whole wall of text. I'm not feeling it. I'm really not feeling it. This is so sad. My world is closing. Everything is changing. We don't have something that I thought we had. I thought we had something special, but in fact, we don't have that special thing that I thought we had. Are we truly drifting apart? Should we take time, or should we work together to make things better? And then your response is like, okay, bye. Like, bro, that's it. You destroyed them. It's literally over. They will never come back from that. This is like the appropriate response to like illegal immigrants getting deported. This is the greatest video of all time. And it's, I'm telling you, it's two words.
Heard you got deported, dude. Bye.
Bro, that's it. That's it. Yes. Bye. Finished. Dunzo. Yeah. I don't even mess with that. It's such a power move. If you write more messages, it means you're trying to convey more than just the simple emotion of bye.
You off, and I never get mad. Don't be immature.
I never get mad, she says as she sends 4,000 messages.
And ignore me. I can get any guy I want to. I don't need you. My uncle is the old governor here and worked for the embassy. My family has power. You are nothing.
What? Where did this come from?
Goodbye. See, I was always thought no means no, but apparently no means get back here and try harder. Hey, please delete my...
Welcome to modern feminism, where if you ask a girl out, you are either sexually assaulting them or you are intruding in their private space. But when they say no, they also both mean no and don't mean no at the same time.
My number. I'm sorry, who is this? Oh, hey, yeah, I didn't save it, so you're good. The f***? Why? What is the matter with you? We had two really nice dates and you don't want to see me now? You're probably a cocksucker anyways. Don't know how to handle a real woman. No wonder your wife left you, f***.
Nice.
They really want these men to be like, oh, please, no, please, please, give me another chance, please.
Literally. I think you're... Shoe on Head is mistaken here. Like, she's saying this sarcastically, but that is absolutely what they want. I think, personally, due to the insane social media echo chamber that exists specifically on the far left, I firmly believe that they think that they are the prize. And they are so entitled that they want everyone to drop to their knees and just beg. Like they see how tier 3 subs react to their favorite female streamers, and that's how they want to be treated.
Please, please, queen, just a crumb, please, please, just a sniff, queen, please. And then when they don't do that,
I would drag my balls through a field of shards of glass just to sniff your fart through a walkie-talkie. That's what they want to hear.
When the men are just like, okay, bye, they're like, how dare you reject me, queen of the universe, you What are your thoughts about being with someone who is cute in a broken kind of way? I'm not really sure I understand what you're talking about, but if you're talking about yourself, I hardly even know you. It's just that I'm cute, but broken.
They are all queens! They all deserve equal respect, except the ones that don't. Those people could fuck themselves.
Bro. Run. Hello? Talk to me? To think I was going to sleep with you, but you up and ghosted me.
Dude, I love when people do that. It is like such an insane, crazy shit. It's like, hey, you want to get coffee? Nah, I'm good. Wow. And here I was going to sleep with you. First of all, no you weren't. Second of all, goddamn. Try someone else, whore.
Piece of crap. No woman will ever love you like I would have. God. I'm going...
Well, I don't think so. If your immediate reaction is like cursing him out, I don't think that this is a normal thing to do.
I'm gonna have to ask you not to message me anymore, thanks. F*** you, you're worthless. Nobody will like you.
Bro.
You should hang yourself.
Wow.
What's crazy is I know this is like some of you people's dream girl right here. You all want the yandere anime girlfriend until you actually have one.
No, the thing is, the yandere anime girlfriend will kill everyone around you, but not you. That's the difference, all right? I think everyone could agree that having a girlfriend that would literally murder everyone spending time with you so that they can have more of you to themselves, that's appealing as fuck. Well, the line is when they actually murder you, I think, person. That's my hot take. All right, never mind. Anyway, no one cares.
In real life, trust me. Hey, hi, hey.
All right, that's a red flag. Run away. Literally run away. Red flag. Three highs. Nah, get out of there.
What's up? Send me a sick pic on SC. We are having a riz off and I want to win. What? P.S., babe. I want to put each of your balls in my nostrils and inhale until they're behind my head and I'm high on your stank. Oh! Oh, wow! Is this the female version of, like, I would drag my balls across 1,000 miles of broken glass, hear you fart through a walkie-talkie?
I swear this wasn't pre-watched! I swear to God! I swear! I promise! On everyone I know, I promise I haven't watched this. I literally showed you that it didn't have the red bar on it. It was just I swear to God. I did. How did this happen? We are literally on one brain cell. I can't do this. See, this is the best, because here I have someone that thinks like me making fun of women, but they're also a woman, so they're immune. No chance. I am so mad right now. Dog. Oh my god. The reason why I said that line altogether was because that's how Sniper Wolf's boyfriend rizzed her up. Sniper Wolf's ex-husband messaged her, "Hey babe, I would drag my balls through a field of shards of glass to hear you fart through a walkie-talkie," and she immediately married him. That was literally how it happened. Oh my, I've made that joke in videos, like, in the last 2 weeks.
Is that what I'm looking at right now? Beautiful. 10-10, no notes. Perfect. Don't expect to hear from me again.
Good, bye. Bye. Give him the Theo Von. Bye.
I'm horny. Yes, the duality of woman. Hey, I had fun last week. Would you want to meet up at Samson's or something tomorrow? It was pretty fun, but I need to be honest. I sensed some strange aura about you when we met.
Oh, fuck, dude. Honestly, this guy. Get out of here.
You seem cool and everything. Don't get me wrong. But I just don't think we're compatible.
Goddamn.
Strange aura. Okay, already a bright red flag here,
yep,
but
facts.
Let's keep going. I really do appreciate the honesty, especially after some of the experiences I had. But I'll be honest, strange aura is pretty vague. Could you elaborate a bit, just so I can know what to work on? I just don't think we're compatible is all, especially with our morals. I'm an extreme advocate for freedom and rights for everyone.
What?
But I just don't get that vibe from you, and I
don't get the vibe from you that you care about rights? Okay, so immediately, your biggest L here is asking to elaborate. Bro, why ask to elaborate? If someone tells you they don't want to be around you because you have the wrong aura, just count your blessings that you dodged a bullet and run.
I want to avoid another potentially toxic, controlling relationship.
Can I tell you a story? It happened to a friend of mine literally just like a couple of weeks ago. A friend of mine, he was dating someone, and she basically said, "Listen, I like you a lot, but I'm not willing to go out with you again. Unless you do a handwriting analysis where you write with your handwriting specific phrases so I could send them to my guru so he could sense your aura so that he could tell me if you will hurt me in the future. That is the only way I'm willing to go out with you again." When my friend told me that, I said, "Bro, run. Bro, run away. Run away, dude. Seriously, run the fuck away." And he's like, "No, but she's nice. This is just like one thing about her." I was like, no. This is not one thing, okay? This is not one thing, okay? This is an entryway into the gates of hell, I'm telling you. And he's like, "No, I'll just write a handwriting just for the analysis." I'm like, "No, dude, do not do it. Run." Anyway, he wrote some things for the handwriting analysis. Her guru got back to her saying that the results were inconclusive and asked him for more handwriting. And I was like, "Bro, please. You were given an out." And then he dumped her. Huge dub. We take those.
Like, I love that you showed me your guitar and played a few songs.
She will kill you. Run. For real.
Songs and showed me your playlist. But the things I noticed is the lack of diversity in it.
Anyway, he died. He suspiciously drowned. And no one ever, like, understood how he drowned or why he ended up in the sea. But that was crazy. No one knew how that happened.
It was all white men.
Yeah, that's just a totally separate story. That happened like a week later, so it probably wasn't related.
And which you may...
I'm kidding.
...not think is bad, but speaks volumes to me about you as a person. Wow, you're serious? Yes. Alright, good luck finding someone with a mindset like that. Alright, you don't have to be an asshole about it. I was being nice and passive as possible explaining that to you. Point proven too, you and every other guy can take simple constructive criticism.
I love these people! Oh my god!
...because it hurts your...
Look at this! This is how you know you're dealing with a fucking retard, alright? We gotta bring out the wild retard appeared music. Guys, look! I found one! You and every other guy, too. That's it. It's over. It's literally over. Anyone that uses words like this, they're cooked. They're too ideology captured by the fucking social media overlords that corrupted their brain. They virtue signaled too close to the sun, and unfortunately, they are now nothing but a pile of bones and cum. And get the fuck out of there.
Immature little egos. I know it's no big deal to you, but outside of your little cocoon, people struggle every day, and you clearly could care less.
The thing is, it's not that I don't care about other people's struggles. It's that some people deserve to struggle. That's how I would answer. I don't believe that personally, but I would tell her that just to make her, like, literally take a double take. Sometimes, in my opinion, you have to sacrifice honesty for pissing the fuck off of somebody that's very annoying. I think it's important to have that balance. Personally.
The guy who schedules your gigs would say if he knew he pays a racist asshole to play at his venue.
What?
Oh my god. There is...
Yep. Welcome to the ultimate Karen moment. The ultimate unbelievable Karen moment. You dumped me. And now I will call you racist to everyone in your life. All men bad. I will post Twitter documents exposing you now. This is the crazy ex-girlfriend bullshit, and it happens way too much. Way too much.
He pays a racist asshole to play at his venue. Oh my god. There is so much to unpack here. Let's just dump the whole suitcase out. First of all, I never get tired of how equality to these people is just like...
Men bad. Equality is men bad. That is why feminism is dead. Because you give people a movement that is noble, right? It's a noble movement, right? Ultimately, a noble movement. Women should have equal rights to men. They shouldn't get, beaten up and shit and whatever. All this, obviously, fantastic stuff. But then they take it too far. They take it so far, it literally destroys the absolute movement. I'll give you another one. The diversity thing. Obviously, you shouldn't be... specifically not hiring people based on race, but they took it so far with the DEI shit that they literally force you to hire people. They force you into hiring specifically people that don't have the merit that you want for your job. They hired blind air traffic controllers for a DEI quota. What the living shit is wrong with these people? And it literally, in my opinion, turns around, boomerangs, and absolutely ass-fucks the entire movement that they're trying to promote. Black Lives Matter ended up stealing a ton of money from donors. Like, again, you're fighting for, black people having equal rights and everything, and that's super important, obviously. Racism is terrible. Racism is awful. But Black Lives Matter ended up becoming, like, a quasi-scam. So, like, hello? Hello? You are literally cooking your own people. I'm telling you.
Literally when things are 50-50. Like, your Spotify playlist has to literally be 50% men and 50% women. Or else you're a toxic partner. Like, I'm sorry, but if a man was specifically forcing himself to listen to female artists that he didn't even like out of some, like, political move...
Yeah, bro, I don't actually like this song, but it's written by, like, a gay artist, so I specifically listen to at least one gay artist a day to make sure that I have my diversity quota for music. I specifically listen to one Kanye song, like, because we have to respect our Nazi brothers and sisters as well.
That is a red flag. That is some performative lib shit. That.
So true. Yes. Enough of this virtue signal bullshit. I listen to music written by LGBT artists because I don't like the music, but I have diversity in my... Yeah. Yeah, go fuck yourself, sir.
Is the type of man... you have to avoid. Also, I love that little threat at the end, like trying to get him fired from his gigs. Yep. 10-10, pure cinema. Well, yeah. I don't know. I get weird when I'm in a good mood. Like, I'll accidentally rape a guy.
What?
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's... Can you imagine a guy saying this to a girl? I know that this is, like, the basics, but, like, I personally would dropkick a woman if she deserved it, all right? Gender equality means... you get all the pluses of men, but all the minuses of men too. If you are promoting gender equality, you are gonna pay for half of this fucking meal, all right? I'm just saying, that's just how it's gonna go. You ain't doing this shit, all right? You could fix the toilet if you like, all right? I'm just saying. But like, the thing is, gotta fucking flip these sentences around. If this shit wouldn't work, if it came out of a man's mouth, they get cooked.
What the f***? Okay. Could you imagine a man,
yes!
Like,
oh,
when I'm in a good
God!
Mood,
literally one brain cell.
I'll just rip a woman. I'll just start ripping. Literally a video of anal sex. Hi. What the actual? What? The video? The one you sent starting this whole conversation? What? Why? Did you seriously send me a vid of you having sex? Yeah. What the f***?
Yeah!
Did you just send me-
I thought guys love that. What do you mean?
A video of
I went on Twitter and I learned all of my social interactions by bot farming people on Twitter.
Anal sex without my consent? Yeah, and the Chad sexual harasser.
Listen, imagine you send a dick pic to someone without consent. They'll call you a rapist and get you kicked out of every single program. And honestly, it's kind of deserved. You should not be sending dick pics to people. But she will send you nudes and you're supposed to thank her. Tell me that's not a double standard.
Damn, nice. Your turn. I'm good. Wow, I send you a pic and you can't even send any pics? You took advantage of me.
Bro, no! Dude, I'm telling you, when the virtue signal goes too far. Look at this. This is insanity. Abuse is when I send you a pic of myself with without your consent. I just happened to send you a pic and you don't reciprocate. That is you abusing me, according to the mega woke.
You send the pics on your own. I ain't ask for them. Get the f*** out. If a girl sends you pics, it's kind of expected to return back. No, ma'am. Whatevs. You a dumbass piece of shit. I'm tired of trying. Find someone more deserving to get my pics, who actually appreciates
me. By the way, just saying, if she sends you pics without asking for them or without actually being in like some sort of serious relationship in any way, that is a massive red flag. Ditch that whore. For real.
And doesn't use me for my body. Here's my body. No, thank you. Stop using me for my body. Men used to have to work for a titty pic. These bitches out here just giving away for free.
Dude, literally, go on Twitter. All of the bot farmers. Literally. Literally. Okay, let's look at some random... Dude, look. Look, I just opened Twitter. I scrolled a little bit. Check this out. Alright? Say hi for a DM, hee-hee. Basically, they want you to respond in the comments with highs to impression farm random people. Only so that eventually they will DM maybe pics. Like, this is what people think real life is. Because they live on Twitter, and they live on little social media fucking cesspools. Anyway, I don't need to say hi. She's already, she already follows me, you know, whatever. I don't need to say hi, you know, whatever. Whatever. I guess all you need to do is become incredibly rich and famous on the internet.
Or for, like, the price of a cheeseburger. Sad. I'm just at home bored as f***. Are you alone right now? Let's get freaky nasty, daddy. Get out of my DMs.
Bro.
You're stupid. Unfollow me now and get the f*** out of my DM, bitch.
Oh my god.
There's coming on too strong, and then there's let's get freaky nasty, daddy.
Yeah.
Also, I just noticed the folders I made for these screen caps are really sus. Small dick, butt sex,
nice.
Freaky nasty,
nice.
Lesbian.
Nice.
This is all for work, honey, I swear. Oh, I love JRPG games too. Which one's your favorite? Persona 4. How tall are you? Oh, well, 6'1". It's already in my bio. Glad you aren't short. Hope you're actually 6', not lying about it. Yeah, I'm not. What's your waist circumference measurement?
Gender equality at its finest. I fully condone this.
Rest in peace to this man.
No, he did good. I fully disagree. When people start asking you for physical traits out of nowhere immediately, you immediately respond with asking with physical traits. I completely agree. Especially when you have your height in your bio and they ask again just to make sure you're not lying. Bro, you go for the jugular. It's like, how tall are you? I already said I'm 6'1". Yeah, but I just want to make sure you're not lying. Okay, how big are your boobs? That's the response, all right? Now, that's not harassment. That is gender equality. I just want to say, okay, for women, male height is for men boob size. That's just the way of the world. It's an appropriate equivalent exchange, all right? I'm just saying.
What the f***? Why does it matter? Why did my height matter?
True.
Huh? You're a man. Men are supposed to be tall.
What the fuck's that mean?
That's bare minimum for a man.
Lamau, okay, you're a woman. Women's supposed to have big boobs. What do you want me to say?
Elmeo, okay, you're a woman. Women are supposed to be thin, right?
Oh, God! Destroyed! By the way, I'm just saying, men can't control how tall they are. Women can control how fucking fat they are. So I'll be real, I think the dude is being even nicer. He's just polite, honestly, here. I wouldn't even be this nice. He's being way too civilized.
F off. A woman can be whatever she wants to be. Your reply is extremely sexist and objectifying towards women.
Anyone that uses, your reply is extremely sexist and objectifying towards women after they immediately, are sexist and objectifying the man. Guys, we found another one. We found a retard, guys. It's a great day to be on the Nux channel. Huge L for the woke women. I'm just saying, they're literally breeding themselves out of existence. It's crazy.
Women, read a book or something. How is it different from your height requirement, though? Are you not objectifying men as well?
True.
No, it is an objectification.
Actually, yes, it is. She's just retarded.
Women are systematically and historically oppressed.
Anyone that uses words like this, get away! I don't mean just women. I mean anyone. A coworker, all right? A coworker that uses words like this will stab you in the back. I am systematically, systemically, and historically oppressed. I therefore have the right to objectify you. Clown world, get out!
And we don't have the structural power to objectify men.
What does that even mean? Structural power. All right, I'm just gonna be real here, all right? You live in an age where men and women have equal rights. Maybe women even have more rights than men today. I'm not even gonna lie. Yes, A lot of women get abused, and it's fucking awful, and I'm not minimizing tragedies that happen, but men also get abused, and that is also a tragedy that happens. Actual brain rot. Women are so oppressed when they have an easier time getting into college than men. Damn, that's crazy.
Men's preferences are oppressive and damaging towards women.
Men's preferences are oppressive? Holy shit. Thought crimes? Oh my god. It's like, I'm noticing you didn't get a boner when you looked at Lee. That's pretty sexist and systematically oppressive.
You give me off such small peen energy. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god.
That's glorious. I approve completely.
Is this real? This is almost like too on the nose to be real. Stop objectifying women. You have a small penis. Bye. Oh, this is the issue with that stupid...
Don't objectify women. Also, your penis is small and you're short and you're a man and all men are bad and all women are oppressed. All right, dude. All right, random white girl that's living on TikTok with your China-made phone and your fucking mansion.
That's like, oh, racism is actually prejudice plus power. Because the only outcome of that is dumbasses like this.
True.
Also, there's really nothing wrong with asking somebody their height. But I guess this guy was kind of just like sticking up for the short kings who have been rejected because of their height. Man.
No, I don't think he was sticking up for the short kings. I think hypocrisy is very not sexy. There is very few things less sexy than hypocrites and liars. And I'll be honest, I really think that's why the response was like that. Coming from a very petty man, me. If someone is going to be a blatant hypocrite in front of me, I'm going to call them out on it. Even if that loses my chance at potentially dating a hypocrite. Yeah.
L solidarity.
Because to be honest, if someone is going to be like so hypocritical in their first ever exchange with you, she's going to cheat on you when she finds a taller man. Hot take.
Rose before hose, I suppose. Why are you as a man saying you are tired? Men used to die in a war and now they are tired.
I love when people do this. Men used to be so oppressive, so therefore you are objectifying me. But also, why are you being tired?
Why are you as a woman questioning me? Women used to get slapped for talking too much.
So based! Oh my god, incredible response! Holy moly! That's beautiful! That's art! That is art. Oh my god.
What? True. He was literally just bantering with you.
He's right. He's literally right.
Matching your freak. There is worse than somebody who cannot banter.
I'm telling you, hypocrites. Hypocrites. They're all insane. Insufferable people. Let them hypocrite around.
Maybe Hitler. Maybe.
What?
It's pretty close though.
I wouldn't banter with Hitler.
Yo dick big. Yo hole big. I have a regular hole. Like, what kind of question is that?
Bro, what the fuck? There's no way these are real people.
Bruh, never mind. You want some weird shit. The fuck is even a big hole?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Is it weird to randomly ask somebody about their genitals? He's simply giving you that same energy that you gave him.
I'll be honest, she is weirder than him in this sentence. She is way weirder than him, because she initiated.
Inquiring about your circumference. And so I ask again for the people at home. Yo hole, it big. Things to do to keep your man humble. Tell him his penis is fine or normal.
I hate this entire brand of Twitter accounts. I'm telling you, I think social media echo chambers and the way algorithms push shit to people, this is so toxic. Again, this entire idea is an abuse guide that we are about to read. And this abuse guide is basically okay because it's okay to abuse your husband because women are perfect and entitled and you should abuse your husband.
Casually compare him to other men. Give one word answer.
I think if a woman is casually comparing you to other men all the time, you dump her immediately. She'll cheat on you.
Avoid eye contact and lean away. Lavish more attention on your dog than him. Tell him that you need a break from texting. Gonna do all these things on my girlfriend. Thanks for the manipulation advice.
Yes! Yeah! Gender equality, hell yeah.
You are hateful.
Yeah, that guy's hateful.
Oh my god, these women, they can dish it, but they absolutely cannot take it.
I love how she's like incredulous about it, but I'll be honest, I really do think it's like this actual woke brain rot in like that far left echo chamber of women that they really think that they are entitled to everything.
Soon as you flip the script on them, they just like malfunction. Okay.
Turns out they don't actually want gender equality. They want to be princesses, but they also don't want to be princesses because they want to be girl bosses, but they just still want to be princesses. I'm just saying. They're just showing the fact that they actually do want to be the Princess Peach of the story. Hot take.
This one is apparently from a lesbian to another girl.
Let's go! Dude, I am watching a woman watching a woman. This is true content.
Would it offend you if I asked you to send me a pic of your breasts, but with a top on? I'm not offended, but I won't do it. I have a boyfriend, actually.
What?
Oh, please, but I'm so lonely. I haven't seen a girl in 2 months.
What?
Never mind. There's a bridge outside. I think I might jump.
Yes! Emotionally manipulation. Threat of suicide. Let's go. Let's go.
You know, my father's already dead, and I'm not even lying. My mom doesn't need any more deaths. So bye. I bet you're glad that people like you kill lesbians like me every day.
Based. Honestly, all right. You give them like a waving emoji. Hit them with the Theo Von. Bye. Response. Okay. Don't let these fucking emotional manipulators get the better of you.
Show me your tits or I'll kill myself.
It works. It worked for Seto Kaiba, all right? That's how Yugi lost the duel, all right? It'll work for this horny lesbian.
Amazing. It appears even the women are not safe from femcel rage. When women and men are rejected, there's a few paths they go down. There's the I didn't like you anyway cope, the I hope you die, yep. And my all-time favorite, I'm going to kill myself.
The I'm going to kill myself move is pretty fun because realistically, while no one wants their blood on your hands, it's like, on the one hand, it's like, are they being serious? I obviously don't want them to kill themselves because of me, but on the other hand, like, they're probably bluffing, so I will call their bluff. Yes, yes, yes. Let rage consume you.
Dear my dead name, LOL, I am very much love you and miss you. Every day is a struggle without you.
I don't even need to hear more. Dear my dead name, LOL. Oh my god. What was this person's name? The Gulf of Mexico? Like, what is happening?
No, I do not have attachment issues, but you are my favorite part of my life, and you are wonderful. I'm sweet. Good night, that is all. Please be my Valentine, or I will stab a hole in my chest.
Nice.
I'm not trying to pressure you with violence toward myself, even if I have thought about it multiple times. The end.
Just hit them with the bye.
Hey, I've seen you at school, and I think you're really cute, and your tattoos are so dope. Do you have Snap? I couldn't find you on Insta, and I'm very shy, so I asked for your phone number, and I'm texting you as your secret admirer, LMAO. If you're gay, I'm sorry, but if you're not, you probably noticed me, LOL. Have a good night, maybe I'll see you tomorrow. I am incredibly flattered, but I actually have a girlfriend, I'm sorry. Thank you, though, I genuinely appreciate the compliments.
Bro.
And serious props for shooting your shot. Not a lot of girls have that kind of confidence.
Oh.
Okay, so he shot her down nicely, told her he had a girlfriend, even gave her props for trying.
Right.
I dread what is about to come next.
No.
Okay, well, she doesn't have to know. I heard you.
I shit you not. I have gotten these messages, okay? I shit you not. I have gotten these messages. It is the most despicably disgusting thing ever. When someone hits you with one of these, you can never look at them, ever. You can't even make eye contact. Delusional, despicable shit.
You and her live in another city, so you could always be my sneaky link.
Bro? Actual demonic shit.
I just know it's big. Is it me, or are women getting hornier? I would bet I'm...
Women are absolutely getting hornier. I'm really glad that she brought this up personally. Really glad that this was brought up because, in fact, women are, in fact, getting hornier. As you can see here, this is Barnes & Noble, and this over here, let's just open this image in a new tab so we can zoom properly. This is the Okay, Hear Me Out section in Barnes & Noble. Okay, I am not even kidding. This is the Okay, Hear Me Out. Look at these books. The Titan, bro. Look at The Titan. All right, this is an Attack on Titan. All right, this is just what do you think happens in this book? Or this book? This is the monster fucker section of Barnes & Nobles. This is a real thing. All right? All right, I don't know why this just popped up on my feed. I don't even know, man. Barnes & Nobles is wild for selling the Asami-chan is interested in lesbian brothels manga or whatever. Like, bro, I'm telling you, yes. A fact. This is happening.
Way hotter than your girlfriend. You would be so lucky to have me, and I saw you looking at me. That was some real shit. Please don't ignore me. I will see you tomorrow. You're the hottest person I've ever seen, and everything you say is so interesting to me.
Wow.
You're so tall and attractive. Restraining order.
True,
now.
True.
Hey, 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 hey. Who's this? It's Katie from the bar. I'm sorry, I don't know you. I think you have the wrong number. Yeah, right. You're just trying to get out of this, aren't you? You fat.
What do you mean?
I hope you get your dick squashed
by
a meat
stop.
Cutter. I didn't even like you anyways.
A thousand haze? And then this?
I was just pity you. You have a small penis. Hey, hey, hey. I hope you die. I didn't like you anyway. You have a small dick.
I love how, like, the ego of these bitches going crazy. The ego of these bitches. These are the people that would rather take the bears over the men.
Bingo! Bingo! I got femcel bingo over here.
Nice.
Hey, boo. Hi. Got something for you. Huh? Not safe for work. I'm in a relationship with a girl that I plan to marry someday. Look, I'm really horny and lonely. I need a boyfriend. Then find someone else. I'm taken. Didn't work? Here's another. Respond, please. You're gonna make me cry. I can send more nudes. Dude, look!
Bro.
Stop, for f***'s sake. I don't know why you won't accept me. I'm hot. We'll send nudes anytime you want. We can f*** 24/7. Like, dude, what is wrong with you?
God.
It can be yours.
What happened? This is honestly the age of the whore. Why are there so many of them? This is great. This isn't just desperate for attention. This is harassment. Like, actual harassment. Oh my god.
This is the type of woman who is so used to getting anything she wants by-
I told you, it's entitlement. My analysis from the very get-go is being proven right every moment of this video. It is unbridled entitlement from women taught that they could do no wrong and all flaws in the planet happen because of men. I am telling you.
By doing this?
Zero accountability, 100% entitlement, fucking whores. For real, honestly. For real. And I say that with vitriol in my voice because I think that they're pathetic and have no self-respect.
And she's so confused why it's not working with this guy. A good man with a good woman is impervious to devious Jezebel trickery. Hey, damn, I'm not used to texting first, haha. Hey, that's fine. I never know what to say anyways. Yeah, it can be super awkward, haha. Tell me about it.
Oh, God.
So what kind of stuff do you enjoy doing? Fingering my pussy.
You know, it turns out when the internet teaches women that all men are rapists and only think of sex, this is how women are gonna talk to men. Yes, it is literally women's fault that women are taking these L's. This is woman-on-woman violence, and I'm here for it. Subscribe for more chaos. I love the chaos. Hell yeah, more women L's.
Hee hee hee. Wanna see? No. Hey, I had a really good time tonight. Same. I always have a wonderful time with you. Yeah, dinner was amazing. I just have something to say.
Uh-oh.
Please don't take this the wrong way. What's up? Did you seriously only get me flowers, or is there another surprise or something?
Red flag! Run away! Get out of there! Build a wall! Build a wall! Don't grab it by the pussy! Don't do it! It's a mistake! Build a wall! Make Mexico pay for that wall!
Oh no. Oh no. What do you mean? Again, dinner was great, and I'm not complaining. It's just flowers, really? That's like the most generic female gift possible, lol. Most girls don't care for them outside the movies, lol. It wouldn't be so bad if you got something else too, but no, just useless flowers. I also got dinner. It was fun.
She didn't even think of dinner! Of course he paid for dinner! Oh my god, listen, if you don't want generic female gifts, then pay for dinner yourself and I will not get you them. Damn! Oh lord! This is insane! Thine sacrifice on a golden altar wasn't sufficient, mortal. Holy crap. I'm not complaining, proceeds to complain. Oh my lord. The thought that counts, the thought doesn't count. Guys, can I tell you something? I'm not trying to flex or anything, but I just want to tell you how lucky I am. I have a woman in my life that doesn't like flowers. I'm the luckiest man of all time because for the love of fuck flowers. They suck. They die. And they stink, and they suck, and they make mess. Oh, and you never have to buy them? Oh, Lord, truly the greatest possible thing ever.
I'm confused. LMAO, dinner was an activity. Flowers are a gift. I'm not-
Dinner was an activity? What?
I'm not complaining about the activity of the evening. I'm-
Oflation going crazy.
Complaining about the gift. Not that hard to understand, LOL. What the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck indeed, LOL. I just thought it was a nice gesture along with the dinner. I didn't think it was mandatory I get you an Iron Man suit as well. Iron Man suit, LOL. Oh my god, you're so dramatic. No other guy has ever treated me like this, and my girlfriends agree I deserve better.
Alright, bye. Bye.
I shouldn't settle for a man who won't treat me like the queen I am.
Bye.
Just take this as a kick up the ass to work harder, LOL.
I love these people. It's like, I don't want to be treated like a generic woman. I don't want you to treat me like generic. Don't like open the car doors for me, but also buy me stuff and treat me like a queen.
I like how in the beginning she's like, I'm not complaining. And then she's like,
I'm not complaining, but... Bro, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I'm complaining. Useless flowers. What's a use?
All flowers are useless. Literally all of them. They're all useless. All flowers are bad. Okay? Hot take. Except orchids are the best of bad flowers. Flowers are sucky things. Can we all come together and agree that flowers are useless, pathetic wastes of I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if you have a female in your life that likes flowers. That's an L, honestly. You will never recover from that L. So sorry to offend.
Useful gift. Does she want a tool set? Like,
yeah, buy her a toothbrush. That'll work much better. Be like, hey, baby. Your breath stank. Just, I got you a useful gift, babe. Oh, no!
What? Any woman worth a damn will appreciate the romantic gesture of flowers. This lady True. Needs to stop listening to her most likely single girlfriends who are up in her ear probably like, oh my god, he only got you flowers? Girl, you deserve so much better. You deserve the princess treatment. Dump him. That's so awesome that you're a bodybuilder. Nice. I see IFBB as a sponsor at the show in your profile. Do you have your IFBB card? Tell me you know nothing about the sport without telling me.
He's showing interest in something that you are clearly interested in. What is going on? Bro. Dude. When I was on a date and my girl said, hey, you like anime? I also watched some anime. I watched Cardcaptor Sakura and Pokemon and Dragon Ball when I was a kid. And I was like, fuck, that is awesome. Right? Like, dude, that's incredible. Okay, so you're not watching, you know, interspecies reviewers, and that time I picked up girls in a dungeon or whatever the fuck cringe anime there are. But like, dog, that's awesome. What is that? What kind of a response is that?
He's trying to have a conversation with you about your interests.
Dude.
What the tell me you know nothing about. Yeah. He's trying to learn more about it, you stupid bitch.
Bro,
holy shit, I couldn't imagine someone being like, oh.
See, I call someone a stupid bitch, I get canceled. She calls someone a stupid bitch, and literally no one bats an eye. I have to say, this is a double standard. Could we make men able to call women bitches again? Could we please bring that back? God! Dude, this is so frustrating. We need a new Trump executive order on this shit ASAP. Trump, I'm telling you, bro, you come up with this, it would be glorious. It would be a good day for every American. Only when they deserve it. There needs to be a clause in the executive order that men could call women stupid bitches, but specifically if they deserve to be called a stupid bitch. Like, there needs to be some sort of metric for this. I think that would be important. It would be my favorite executive order after this one.
Signing an executive order,
yes.
Making it legal to call your friend...
We're gonna make America retarded again, for real. I'm telling you.
So you do YouTube for a living? So, like, do you earn money from subscriptions? Or tell me you don't know anything about YouTube without telling me. I swear to God, some people just use dating apps as punching bags. What are some of your favorite bands/artists? That's such an awful question.
Wow.
I like what I like. Music is such a huge part of my life, and it's awful small talk to try and describe my music taste. Because it would just be like writing a book, if I were honest. What? He's literally just trying-
Hey, do you like Linkin Park? Well,
he's trying to get to know you. If music is a huge part of your life, why don't you want to talk about it? What the fuck is going on? What is wrong with people? I feel so bad for people dating today, dude. I feel like I got on the last chopper out of Vietnam.
Literally. Oh my god, what a huge dub.
Hi, I hope your week is off to a good start. Actually, I only just checked your pics now. Not attracted at all. Haha. I don't know why I messaged you. Take care. Well, you know, at least she didn't waste his time. Wait, there are two eyes in that high. Everyone knows the more eyes in a woman's high, the more attracted she is to you. This is science.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. I saw you at Walgreens this morning. I was the blonde behind you in the checkout lane. Just want to say that you hot
How
as hell.
You have his number.
Oh, hit me up if you want to chill. How did you get my number? You gave it to the lady at the register for your rewards or whatever.
What?
You want to get breakfast or something?
No, just hang out? No.
Super flattered, but pretty darn creeped out as well. No thank you. Have a great day. Whatever, don't need to be an asshole. Bitch, you probably got a little steroid dick anyway. Why can't they ever just be normal? Why can't they ever just be like, yeah, that's okay, have a nice day. It's always, you have a small
dick. To be fair, realistically, you have to recognize the fact that these messages that you are reading are the retards, alright? I'm sure there are plenty of people that get shot down, say okay, and then go cry in a pillow, and we will never hear about them. But realistically, we are laughing at the retards now, as we should. I want to make America make retards again. I fully condone this, for real.
Dick, I'm gonna kill myself. All right, sleepyhead, sleep well. Catch you later. Catch me later. I'm not a dude. I'm not a buddy.
What?
We didn't just meet for a beer.
What?
I'm a woman. Please act like I'm one. Sounds good. Yeah, that shit makes me cringe. You aren't my coworker. Dope.
This was the original message, and then this is the edit? Oh my god, bro!
What? Oh my god, she freaked out and then edited her message to make it look like she wasn't freaking out. This is so, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. That's I'm actually amazing. Dying! I'm dying from second embarrassment. Did she have the psycho version of, like, post-nut clarity?
True!
Post-crash-out clarity?
True.
Hey, cutie. Wow, I f***ing complimented you and don't get a thanks. I'm a beautiful girl who messaged a peasant. I'm so f***ing nice, too. Whatever.
Yep. Entitlement.
Oh no, we got some nice girls here. Oh no. Hi. Hello. How are you? Better now with you in my life. How about you?
Oh.
Good. And this is why white women, when they have a chance to date outside their race,
what?
They choose African American.
What?
This is why Asian men are the last picked on the US dating
what?
Market. He didn't respond for like a few minutes, and she's just like, this is why Tyrone is better.
Yeah.
You seem pretty genuine, though. I would love to get to know you. Thank you. Of course. Planning on sleeping soon, I hope? LMAO, what did I do? And here you are ghosting.
Oh
that's crazy,
God,
bro.
Stop.
You're something else. It's A-okay. The more I looked at you, the more you were really fat because you're a fat f***. Lose some weight. Also, your kids are ugly as f***.
Holy shit.
I fell asleep. Oh my God. So many of these people are dodging bullets by just simply not-
By existing! Existing is the antithesis to these psycho bitches! This is crazy!
Responding in 5 seconds flat. About me. I'm crazy. I'm into toxic, manipulative, dominant men. Womanizer too. Also, I'm bipolar. A block you out of nowhere. I'm anti-feminist, not brainwashed. Addicted to Nutella jars, gym, and probably hitting you. I'm old-minded, old-fashioned, and amazing. And of course, I'm always right. Let's be real here.
Wow, the ultimate pick-me. She will fuck your life up.
A lot of you would charge like a bull right in-
What a catch.
Into those red flags. TLDR, fuck off, I'm fussy. High standards, not remotely down to earth. Vanilla, exotic, and expensive. Looking for husband material, I'm busy. You're gonna have to make an effort.
Yeah, just run away. Run away, bro, please.
I won't message you first. I'm allergic to cats, camping, and any hotel less than 4 stars. Have your shit together, be fit, respect women, earn grown-up money. My shoes are my children. Things I like, romance, opera, and monogamy. Things I loathe, pronouns, racism, and mayonnaise.
What is even happening? This is like, how are there people like this? How do they exist? How is someone looking for a husband and then drops the most ultimate red flag tier list of all time?
And this is why you were single at 50 years old, ma'am. Sorry, fellas, this one's officially taken. But in case you want to get in line, no toxic people allowed.
Get in line? Get in line? Bro, whoever took her has got to fucking end that shit. Literally, short drive off a long pier. Long drive off a short pier. What?
In line? Imagine being this woman's boyfriend and seeing this. What's wild is, though, men will actually get in line.
I mean, to be honest, I don't think she has a boyfriend. My guess is she's doing that to bait people, to bait simps. See, I understand the hoflation simp market. The simp market is a booming industry on the internet. All the fucking OnlyFans people. You know why Hooters closed down? Hooters, like the titty bars across the Americas, they close down because OnlyFans and internet whoring is much more profitable and lucrative and easier. Holes are holes, true. But the point is, I firmly believe that she is tapping into an NTR fetish. When she says sorry, taken, but get in line, she is literally trying to get people into NTR. And these are the tattoos. These are the tattoos of an e-girl. These are e-girl tats right here, alright? I'm just saying. This is someone that is not actually taken, that is lying, that is role-playing taken, so you can feel special if she leaves her fake man to be there for you. That is my incredible hot take, alright? That's just the nuck psychoanalysis on women, and if I'm proven wrong, I still don't care. The end.
This woman's boyfriend and seeing this. What's wild is, though, men will actually get in line.
Yeah, and they will, because they're into the NTR shit. So many people are into the idea of, I'm better than her boyfriend, so she left him for me. So she's cheating on him for me. It's part of the fetish. There is an actual whore marketplace on the internet right now where different OnlyFans girls are gonna go out there and literally commit more despicable, disgusting acts to one-up each other so more people could talk about them to get more engagement and more people could be into it. Like, you got the girl that slept with 1,000 men in a single day and got pregnant. Well, I mean, birth control has birth control is like a 99% efficiency rate. I guess if you sleep with 1,000 men in a day, that shit happens, but I'm just saying.
There will literally be men lining up like, ha, me, I'm next, pick me, queen, I'm next. Get off the
actual fucking sausage conveyor belt.
Fucking floor. Get some self-respect. How to lose a man. Care about him, show loyalty, show emotions, be a nice girl.
Wow. Sounds like someone that's a bitch.
This is like literally the mirror version of nice guy syndrome. I think I even have like a man version of this exact post, like right here. The exact same shit. Women just go for assholes. I'm a
just curious what that
this was. Exact post.
How to lose a girl. Love her, respect her, give her space, reply fast, give her attention, take care of her, show her love. Oh my god, these people are such fucking losers.
And just go for whores. I'm a nice girl.
The funniest thing is, all these people are like pathetic and alone, and they're sad, and they hate their own lives, so they build up this like weird, entitled, incel, femcel persona, only to make it look like they're less cringe and alone. I love that, personally. It makes me very happy.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Darwin is winning again.
All my male friends be saying they love girls, but only girls they like be paper white, dead skinny, and clenched waisted, curvy upper body, and age group 18 to 24. Shaking my head, this is sad. My friends say they're attracted to attractive women, but the only women they're attracted to are attractive women.
No! What? Stop! Stop! You killed her! No!
Are you hanging around these men because you want them to fuck you? Are you boyfriend zoning these men, ma'am? Me realizing that all of my guy friends just look at me as a homie because I'm not cute enough for them to date me. Wait, wait, again! Do you want all your guy friends to want to date you?
When a woman is walking around in public with like skimpy clothing, alright? Basically, she's walking around in public with two band-aids and a cork, alright? And then they get offended when people stare at their boobs or whatever. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think she walked around in that attire? Let's be real. Is it because she wants to be stared at? Or is it because that's how she feels good about herself and it's purely due to self-care? I will leave you in the comment section to answer that question. Moving on.
Listen, if all your friends want to fuck you, you don't have friends. You have simps. You have simps you string along for validation and attention. Unlike me and my 2 million simps that I string along for validation and attention.
See, the thing is, I never offer you a good time. You see, the Nux channel is very honest with what we do. I give you chaos. I put a smile on your face while you're taking a shit and washing the dishes and watching a Nux video on the side. That's what I do, all right? I fully acknowledge the fact that our relationship is very transactional. I give you chaos. You have a nice time. I make money. That's the symbiotic relationship. Also, subscribe to my Patreon for extra spicy content.
Differences, my simps are based and your simps are cringe.
By the way, the spicy content is just videos that YouTube takes down that I just re-upload on Patreon sometimes because YouTube's a fucking asshole and takes my videos down sometimes. That's the spicy content, right? Don't.
My simps can beat up your simps.
Yes!
No, but real though, what the fuck? This is why people think men and women cannot be friends.
I mean, a lot of men and women cannot be friends. In my opinion, I think some men and women can absolutely be friends, but it needs to be very clear as to what their relationship is. It needs to be completely platonic or sexual, and it can't be like a little flimsy some of both. That shit doesn't work, in my opinion, or at least in my like personal thoughts. I could be wrong, but that's my opinion.
And this is why those people are probably correct. I think it's totally possible for single men and single women to be friends,
absolutely. But it needs to be either platonic or sexual.
Chances of one of them developing romantic or sexual feelings is pretty high. And if that happens, you just cannot be friends anymore. If you cannot see yourself being just friends with that person, like if you're constantly fantasizing about them. And
like me and Hermes, for example. Completely platonic, absolutely. I would never want to touch her in my life. Even if I met her in person, I would do my best to not touch Hermes to the greatest of my ability. Literally. I would never even, like, come close to even accidentally brush my shoulder across hers. I want to not touch Hermes in any way. 100% platonic. Like, more platonic than you would even think. Like, I'm talking social distancing level platonic.
You just really want to be with them, you need to leave that friendship because all that's going to do is hurt you and eventually them. You need to rip that band-aid off. You need to be honest. And like
I'm glad that she has the same take as me, to be honest. I thought that she might have a different opinion, but I fully agree. I think that when people, men and women have relationships, it needs to be either completely platonic or sexual. I don't think it could be both. Or it could evolve from platonic to sexual, but it can't be like this middle stage where you're attracted to each other and you want to have sex with each other and you sometimes sleep with each other, but you're kind of friends because you're both in relationships. That shit doesn't work.
I've said in the past, being friend-zoned sucks, but being boyfriend or girlfriend-zoned also sucks. But if you are that other person, and you know that that friend has a crush on you, and you still keep them around, or like use them as an emotional tampon because,
oh god,
I've seen people do that.
Oh god, that's
you
awful.
You are just a bad person.
True,
I just
and
realized,
a bad friend.
Are situationships bang-zoning someone?
Oh
men wouldn't
god.
Be so lonely if they stopped jumping to every 5'1 bitch they see. What? Short girls have no worth at all.
What,
and are
what does that mean? This has to be bait. There's no way this is an actual opinion that anyone has.
Basically children. What's good about them? Wouldn't you rather have a girl who's actually nice, aka me?
What? What?
I don't understand men. Me, smart, nice, athletic, has a college degree. Men, chooses the 5'1 bitch who's stupid as hell.
What's going on?
Hashtag, what am I doing wrong? Hashtag, they always go for the stupid-ass short hose. Hashtag, what's so good about women with child bodies?
Oh my
hashtag,
God.
Majority of women are tall and getting taller. So, hashtag, I hate men. I really do. Is this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's a you problem. If you hate men, you really do, then that's a you problem. That has nothing to do with the fact that they're short and dumb. It has to do with the fact that you are a vindictive bitch and they're probably nice.
Is this like the manlit version of a woman? Like a bitter tall woman
true.
Who has been rejected for being tall
true,
and like resents
true.
Shorter women for getting men.
But okay, there's so much more context to this, all right? Like a dude would go for a 5'1 tall girl that's skinny and takes care of herself, even if she's dumb, but she's super nice and she's always wholesome and outgoing. I think dudes would go for that so much more than, let's say, a 5'10 tall, fat girl that's always harassing you and yelling at you and nagging you because they're so smart. No one wants that in their life, literally. So the crazy thing is, realistically, there is so much more context than just tall versus short. This is someone who says, what's so good about women with child bodies? The majority of women are tall and getting taller. I hate men. This is the type of person whose red flags is not her height. It's her personality.
Rejected for being tall and like resents shorter women for getting men. Every day I discover a new breed of human. About me, we'll never get a boyfriend. It sucks so much.
Oh.
I don't want to live. Guess I'm no good ever as a girl. I try so hard. I really do. Hey, I'm not looking for anything right now, but I just wanted to tell you to hang in there because you'll find that special someone one day. I've personally given up with relationships for the time being, but just for a while because I know one day I'll meet the right person and I'm sure
God,
you will too.
So nice.
I am the right person. Stop being selfish.
All right, she has a problem. Again, yep, get out.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh, no.
Bye.
At first, I felt bad for this person, but no.
No, anyone that trauma dumps online is not someone that I personally feel bad for. I'm sure that they go through a lot of really tough shit in their life, but realistically, the trauma dumping is 50% of the time a lie. There are a lot of people that go through a stressful situation, they just take to Twitter to rant about it. That is true, but a lot of people aren't going through a stressful situation. They make up fake crash outs to post on Twitter so they can get sympathy points. I've seen people do that as well.
Oh no. People doubt that fem cells exist, but this is some fem cell energy if
damn,
I've ever seen
damn.
It. Men, bitches ain't shit. Well, if you spent less time dating women who support the slaughtering and breeding of animals, what do you expect?
What?
Vegan women like me
whoa,
are nicer,
whoa.
More respectful, and we care about humans and animals. Men, step up your game. Stop dating non-vegan bitches. A vegan nice girl. Like I said, new breed
crazy.
Of human discovered every day.
It's insane.
Why aren't any of the
God did so well. You know, God really came up with like a whole lot of variety for us to enjoy. So much chaos for the Nuxenor channel.
Tough guys at the gym talk to me. I think I'm a pretty...
Veganism has got to be one of my top 10 mental diseases of all time. So definitely subscribe for more vegan phobia on the channel.
Cute girl, but all the guys seem so focused on their workouts. Like seriously, guys. Why are guys at the gym focused on working out?
Yeah, guys at the gym should be staring at my ass. But if they stare at my ass, I'm gonna post it online that they're staring on my ass and try to get them canceled. The catch 22.
Really, bitch? Also, maybe they don't approach you because they don't want to be blasted all over TikTok.
True! Exactly! It's exactly what I said. You approach a girl at a gym, you're cooked. It's over. Your social life is dead. I'm telling you, the ultimate catch 22. It's approach me. If you don't, damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you approach me, well then... You're a creep at a gym. I'm gonna humiliate you. And if you don't approach me, why does no one approach me? This is so sad. They're always going after other people. They're always focusing on working out instead of me. And the reason why I personally think this is very funny is because this is what they call Schrodinger's feminism. Whatever the man does is always wrong and is always bad. If they approach, bad. If they don't approach, bad. Men bad, that's it. Modern feminism in a nutshell, hell yeah. Subscribe for more modern feminism. Schrodinger's bitch. Damn, that's so much better than Schrodinger's feminism. Schrodinger's bitch, it's crazy.
Talk for glancing in your general direction.
By the way, hot take, I only go to single sex gyms. I only go to all men gyms. Literally, when I go to the gym, it's always an all-man gym. When I change gyms, I look for an all-man gym to go to. I don't want to deal with any of that. Hot take, that's my opinion. And it's better, literally. I mean, I've gone to, obviously, like, mixed gyms and shit, but I never habitually go to a mixed gym. If I go to a gym, it'll always be a gender-specific gym. Are there gender-specific? Yeah, absolutely, of course.
Yes, I bought these skin-tight yoga pants that vacuum seal my ass, yes! So you see every yes! pore of my ass.
Yes!
But don't you dare look!
God damn! No, I'm telling you, those people, they know what they're doing. All right, those yoga pants people, like, dog, that is a bad signal. All right? I'll be real.
No, really, they sell yoga pants that purposely go into your ass crack. God forbid you look damn. At this woman's ass.
I'm just saying, if she brought it out there for me to look at, it is your fault, not mine. All right, I'm just saying.
This gravitational
facts.
Pull sucking
yes!
in her yoga pants.
She's so those 18 right. To 20. She's literally completely correct. All right, a woman will go outside with like really small lettering on her t-shirt, like where her boobs are. And you look at her, the lettering on her t-shirt, and she's like, or you know, she goes out with fucking no shirt. Two band-aids and a cork syndrome going crazy.
25-year-olds are nothing but a bunch of dumbasses. Why don't men date women over 35? We're much smarter than those whores. I can't stand them, but men seem to love them. Maybe it's their bodies, lol. That's all they have to offer. Sex, that's it.
This is insane. Holy shit. Why not date someone that's around your age? Like, this is such a brain-dead post. This woman is 40, by the way. Dog, what is going on?
Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, okay.
MILF crash out. Hell yeah.
What do you have to offer? What are you bringing to the table that is so different?
Her advanced age. Old women love it when you tell them they have advanced ages. They love it when you're talking to a girl and you're like, hey, baby, you're 26, so you're at an advanced age. Yeah, that's what you gotta ask, for real.
And unique and special, that these other women are not. Because I have this feeling, judging solely by your post, that it is not just your age that is keeping men away.
Nah,
I would definitely consider disc golf a sport and a hobby.
Ag meltdown, for real.
Just enjoy it, to be honest. That's crazy, because I've never heard of disc golf until I met you. Oh. I don't think throwing a frisbee around would be a sport.
Oh, stop! Stop shitting on things that men like! Stop!
Let alone impressive to any girl. That could be the reason you and your little friends are all single, because that's a turnoff, in my opinion. If you want to pull a baddie like me, you need to get better hobbies. No offense, by the way, I kind of like you. First of all, what kind of man takes up a hobby just to impress a woman? Do whatever-
True! I will play with my Warhammer figurines in my own time! I'm kidding, I don't have Warhammer figurines. I don't actually buy shit. I'm way too Jewish to spend money on things that don't enhance my life in a notable fashion. Way too Jewish. It's in my heart. I can't do anything. I'll see a cool Warhammer figurine and be like, God damn, I need to buy this shit and be like, no, I could pirate the Warhammer novels online for free. It's better. I'm just saying. Also, if someone calls themselves a baddie, run.
Whatever you want, do whatever you like. That is what impresses a woman. A man who has his own hobbies, his own interests. Not a man who chooses a hobby based on what will get him the most female attention. That's how you get fake-ass men pretending they're
True. You do not want fake men making believe they like things just so women could like them so they could drop that thing and- Yeah, no.
Astrology.
Let people be themselves. Every time. Did you just admit to a crime? Piracy? Yeah, of course. I pirate everything. Piracy is based. What are you gonna do? Stop me?
Feminism. The thirstiest thing a man could say is, ah yes, I've read bell hooks. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I haven't read bell hooks, sorry. I read Warhammer 40k. I like talking about how the Imperium of Mankind gets together brothers in arms and purges an entire race of Xenos. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks. Have a great rest of your evening and get plenty of rest too.
Nah, it's nice.
Hey, I noticed you started typing my name with a lowercase letter instead of an uppercase like before. Kind of rubbed me the wrong way and made me feel a little bit weird. I've always been cool with you, so it threw me off. Anyway, I think I'm gonna pass on the date this Saturday. Have fun chatting with everyone else. Take care. Hello?
Nuclear winter sound effects. What the fuck?
Daily reminder, if a man genuinely likes you and has feelings for you, he will isolate himself from the people he is close to in order to spend more time with you.
Nope, that's called a hostage. Okay, that's not a man in love, that's a hostage.
and he wouldn't engage in having female friends. Hashtag, if he wanted to, he would. This is abuse.
Yeah.
She's literally describing an abusive relationship. What's your zodiac sign? Leo. Yours? Gemini. Nice. I guess. If I remember correctly, Leo and Gemini get along pretty well. Yeah, but it's average, I guess. What?
Astrology is fucking insanity, bro. What is even happening? What the astrology fuck is going on, dude? Holy crap.
Whatever, bye. I guess I dodged a bullet there, didn't I? What? You boys are all the same. What?
True! Especially because they're into astrology. God, get away from me.
What do you mean you boys are all the same? You think you're the same as every other Gemini. You think everyone born at a certain time of day are all the same. Yeah, this was not supposed to be like this. It's a blizzard. It's been a total bitch to be-
Astrology is just racism for white women, for real. If you're not lobotomized, you should not be into astrology.
Dressed up in this. Unfortunately, we can't control much in life, but the snow is fun sometimes. I'm sure you look stunning, even if you gotta wade through the blizzard, lol. That's very sweet. I'm just cold. Guess my sweet words weren't enough to warm you up. See you soon. Oh my god, please don't love bomb. It gives me the ick. I have so much stuff to do today.
Love bombing is my favorite type of sexual abuse, alright? On the sexual abuse tier list that we're definitely gonna make at some point, if people on Twitter stop canceling me for other things, we have to make a sexual abuse tier list. Love bomb will be S tier. It's when you say I love you multiple times, and then they feel abused by the amount of times you told them they love you. Hell yeah, dog.
And I'm exhausted, and now I really don't want to meet up. Flirting is love bombing now?
Yes.
Whoever taught Zoomers therapy language needs to go to prison. Love bomb, gaslight, emotional labor, never used correctly, ever.
True.
Hi.
All right. Why is love bombing considered abuse? Just let's ask the AI. Love bombing is a form of emotional abuse because it involves an overwhelming manipulative display of affection or attention designed to control or influence someone rather than foster a genuine healthy connection. It typically occurs when one person showers another with excessive praise, gifts, or affection, often early in a relationship to create a sense of dependency or obligation. The tactic can disarm the recipient, making them feel special or indebted. That sounds like bullshit. No offense. Sorry, AI, that sounds like bullshit. Fair enough, you're skeptical, and that's your prerogative. Let's break it down differently. On the flip side, calling it abuse might feel overblown if you see it just as an exaggerated romance or someone being extra. Yeah, it does feel overblown. True. Anyway, the AI folded instantly. Love bombing is a real thing. Now, I know love bombing is a real thing, and it can definitely be done to manipulate people. Absolutely. I'm not trying to underplay victims of this love bombing, but just being polite in flirting or texting I love you goodnight, that's not love bombing, okay? That's being human. Love bombing is another one of those words that just got used completely out of context in every way.
Hey, how are you? Hey, I'm good. How are you? What's your favorite piece of Star Wars media? It's a secret to everyone, and it's spelled favorite, not favorite.
Bro. Dude. Oh my god.
I'm persnickety about people's spelling and grammar and other things. I am brutally honest. I hate these fucking people that-
It's also not even- favorite is how you spell it in America. Favorite, like, spelled like this is how you'd spell it in Canada and Europe. Actual grammar Nazi. Run the fuck away.
I'm persnickety about people's spelling and grammar and other things. I am brutally honest. I hate these fucking people that are like, I tell it like it is. I'm brutally honest. It's like, no, you're asocial and annoying to be around.
True.
Hi, how do you do? All good, you said.
See, I am also brutally honest, but I have something called consent. You consent to my honesty when you click on my video. That's why I don't go in public and just make fun of and harass random people, even when I think they're retards. I save my persnickety, retarded banter for the online world. I am very humble also.
Say, I'm good too. I see you're allergic to pets. All pets?
Also, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but sometimes the cover can tell you a lot about the book. If I'm in a bookstore with a lot of covers, I'm not gonna pick the shittiest cover, you know? I'm just saying, like, I personally would not pick a shitty cover. So while I shouldn't judge the book that way, like, why would I judge? I would definitely pick another book first, is what I'm trying to say. That was a metaphor for that. This bitch be ugly. Anyway, moving on. Anyway.
Round. Hi, how do you do? All good, you say. I'm good too. I see you're allergic to pets. All pets? Yes, all pets actually. Oh. All animals, including men's also.
Nice!
How... How do you even respond to that?
No, you gotta respond with, well, that's okay, because I mailed you a king cobra. Cobras are hypoallergenic animals. You can't actually be allergic to reptiles. Anyway, bye.
Not me though, right, Queen? I'm different. Like, why are you even trying to date men if you hate men? Hey, before this goes any further, I just want you to know something. I'm a transgender woman. I'm genetically a male, but identify as a female and have both top and bottom surgery to affirm that. I promise both work, too. Would that be an issue to you? I'm happy you've been able to be true to yourself and completely support that, but actually, I would struggle with that. I think you would be happier finding someone who's more interested in that.
Oh no. Hell hath no fury like a transgender activist scorned. Oh no.
Matt, I'm sorry. Ha, sure. It's okay. You probably got a shrimp anyway. I need someone who could satisfy me. I'm done with boys. I need a man. Best of luck. Hope you find the woman of your dreams here.
Oh my god. He answered in like the most respectful way ever.
Okay, first of all, it's good that she told him up front. That could have gone worse.
Absolutely. I think that... All right, you ready for a Nux hot take? If you're dating someone and you take them back to your house and it turns out that they went through like transgender surgery or even didn't and are biologically not the gender that they told you that they were, I think that's abuse. I think that's abuse, honestly. For real. Like, you gotta be honest about this shit. Like, why are you gaslighting people and manipulating them into sleeping with you when they wouldn't want to sleep with you?
Way worse, and I'm sure it's gone way worse for this person. And he let her down completely normally and respectfully, and yet, I bet you got a shrimp. Oh, okay. Using an extra large dilator or something? Fucking relax, bitch. Next. Hey, hello. I saw your thing on
The craziest response he could have given her when she said, like, dude, the craziest response ever is like, this is the transgender person, the biological male, trans female. It's okay, you probably got a shrimp anyway. At least I still have my penis. Fuck, man. This is crazy. Stop. Stop. No. Oh, God. That's crazy. It's a little bigger than yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Lord, no, stop.
Normally and respectfully, and yet, I bet you got a shrimp. Oh, okay. Using an extra large dilator or something? Fucking relax, bitch. Next. Hey, hello. I saw your thing on Omegle, and you're really hot. Haha, thank you. No problem. You got a girlfriend? I do, actually. Oh. Honestly, you look a little gay.
Yeah,
these types of people
yes!
just cannot take rejection.
I love those people. I take it back. Those people are great. Dude's posting his dick on Omegle when he has a girlfriend? You deserve to call him gay. For sure. Why else would he be posting his dick on Omegle while he has a girlfriend? Nah, I'm here on Team Woman for this one. That's right, you heard it here first, folks. I, Lord Nuxenor, misogynist, according to Twitter, I'm standing up for women at this moment, okay? I'm standing up for what she right. She right. He posting his dick online while he's in a relationship? Nah, dude's trying to get some hanky-panky on the side that his girlfriend can't supply him with. That's my hot take. He is gay. I think so. Yeah.
Need to have the last word. They need to insult them. And when it's a woman doing it to a man, it usually has to do with their masculinity. They'll be like, oh, your dick is small. Oh, you look gay. And it gets even weirder when the guy is actually gay. Hey, I'm sure you get a lot of messages on here from girls who are only interested
in epic foreshadowing.
But I'm not like that. If you like, I'm free this weekend to get coffee or just talk. I'd love to get to know you. Oh, I'm
Is she messaging him on a sex website saying I'd like to get to know you and talk?
Flattered, but I'm gay, so I'm not interested in meeting up with girls, sorry. That's unfortunate. Are you sure about that? You seem like such a great guy, and I'm sick of being treated so badly by boys, LMAO.
Bro, stop! Oh, Lord, no. Fuck, that's crazy. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure that I like men. I'm sorry you had bad luck with men, but you're not gonna find what you want with me. I mean,
damn.
You won't just meet up once? I'm a good person.
Bro,
I'm sure we'd have a great conversation if you gave me one chance. Look, I'm a gay man. I fuck men, and I'm not attracted to women, so I don't see the point. I'm sure you'll find a guy who's interested. It's just not me. No need to be rude. Your sexuality could always change if you were more open-minded, but I guess you're not.
Listen, dude, we should meet up. I'm telling you, it'll be a great conversation. I'm gonna bring a exorcist and a sex conversion, sexual attractment conversion therapy guide. We'll go through the list. All right, listen, we'll check off the bucket list. It'll be great.
I like how he's like, listen, I like men. I fuck men. I put my piss in men's asses. What's up with these women thinking their pussies are like conversion therapy? Oh, last time
pussy conversion therapy going crazy.
I said the word conversion therapy in a YouTube video. YouTube put a little like fact check under my video about conversion therapy.
Dude.
I wonder if it's gonna happen this time. This is like the men who hit on lesbians are like, Honey, you've just never
You never had a real man's dick before.
Had a real man. That's not how this works. Yep. Are you still available tomorrow for a date? Yeah, what time were you thinking? Gotta be honest with you, creeped your socials and you are madly out of my league. Gonna tap out before the date, best of luck. Okay, not much else to say, I guess. Haha, sorry, I know that was random, just trying to execute a bit of self-awareness on my end.
What?
Best of luck finding what you're looking for. Wait, this one is kinda sad. She thinks he's out of her league,
yeah, but
they both matched with each other, and he wants to meet up. He thinks she's cute. Like, girl, what are you doing? Self-sabotaging, like—
Nah, bro, she's lying. She's just being nice here, I think. I think she doesn't want to date him for a different reason, but doesn't want to be rude, so she's just lying and saying that he's out of her league to avoid an awkward conversation of why she's actually backing out. That's my analysis.
Like this. You're like the most normal person in this whole video. Ah, that just makes me sad. People need to stop thinking in leagues. That shit is made up. If you vibe,
true,
you vibe.
True.
We should meet sometime. Could be fun. Appreciate the sentiment, but I literally got out of a relationship last week. Not interested in seeing anyone. Gotta work on myself. Lol, I want to hook up, not marriage. I understand, but it's just not what I need at this moment in time. F*** you then, LOL. Keep being depressed.
Whoa!
Out of your league anyway. You should be grateful. Oh god, I know women and men who have recently just gotten out of long-term relationships, and they told me how, like, getting back into the dating world has been, like, a nightmare. Listen, people watching this, if you are in a good relationship, hold on to that shit for dear life.
Yeah,
lock
dude.
That shit down, because
hell
it is getting
yeah,
bad out there. The grass is, in fact, not greener on the other side. The grass is full of STDs. Okay, so that was that video. That was a look into the female dating strategy.
That's
so
crazy.
What have we learned? Well, we learned that every man who rejects a woman also happens to have a small penis and or is gay.
That's if you true. Like, we did learn that.
Like this video, please consider.
I like that video. It's a good video. Definitely check out Chew on Head's videos. She makes good videos. I do appreciate the fact that she is my filter, my portal into the world of making fun of women without actually being a misogynist. Thank you, Chew on Head, for giving that to me. It is very, very epic. My opinion about this entire Shoe on Head situation, I do stand by literally my opening analysis of the fact that I think that the hyper woke leftist echo chambers on the internet are bringing women to, like, this state of entitlement where they literally feel like they're immortal and immune and perfect and entitled to literally everything. Couple that with, in my opinion, humbly speaking, Schrodinger's bitch. I do think that Schrodinger's bitch is pretty crazy. You've never seen entitlement until you say no to a woman. Thanks for being here. Subscribe for more epic zingers. And stay weird, fam. Like, subscribe, and this video was streamed live on kick.com/Nuxenor. See you there. Stay weird, fam.